Random House Audio presents Crash of the Titans by Greg Farrell. Read for you by Dan Warren. Prologue. The Wonder of It All. Stan O'Neill, Chief Executive Officer of Merrill Lynch, a Wall Street firm on the verge of disaster, had only himself to blame. He calculated the damage that had been wrought. He reviewed the mistakes he had committed. The strategic blunders, the errors in judgment, and disregard for risk, all of which was exacerbated by faulty execution. Of course, it wasn't entirely his fault, since he relied on the advice of the one person who should have known better, his caddy. The final tally for O'Neill's round of golf was 88, one stroke better than the day before, but well off the 80 he had shot just a week earlier at Wacabuck, near his home in a remote corner of Westchester County, north of New York City. It was near twilight on a Sunday in late September 2007, and as mediocre as his round of golf at the country club of Purchase had been, at least it was a better experience than the meeting he'd had in the city that day, where he had flirted with the unthinkable. Just a few hours earlier, O'Neill found himself squirming in the back seat of his Audi A8, as his driver navigated the Sunday afternoon traffic of Manhattan, crawling inexorably, block by block, red light by red light, toward his destination, the Time Warner Center on the southwest corner of Central Park. As always, when the Merrill Lynch chief executive was hatching a plan of any magnitude, from the firing of top executives to the outright sale of Merrill Lynch, which was the reason for his meeting this day, he relied on the counsel and advice of the only person he absolutely, unconditionally